Stocks rose today as investors are hopeful there might just be a breakthrough in the U.S.-China trade war. It's the business news headlines for Monday. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Also today, rising housing costs have many millennials worried, but you'll never guess about what. Meanwhile, Apple to donate millions to relieve the housing crisis in California. Energy storage has eluded science forever, but there might be a new breakthrough. Easterbrook is out at McDonald's, and investors are not pleased. The Microsoft three-day workweek experiment? It's hot news. Those stories and more, plus Laura Kennard with business events in the Metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the business news headlines. Well, investors were buoyed today because of the Friday jobs report, some additional earnings reports, and the hope there might finally be a U.S.-China trade deal to end months of uncertainty. The Dow continued to climb this morning. Goldman Sachs contributed the most to the gains. Bellwethers, Boeing, and Caterpillar also traded higher. Apple is by far the best performing Dow stock since the index hit its previous record, rallying by more than 25%. Intel, JP Morgan Chase, and United Technologies are all up at least 10% in that time. China and the U.S. have been engaged in a trade war for more than a year, but expectations for a deal being signed have increased recently. Last month, President Donald Trump said both sides had come to a, quote, very substantial phase one, end quote, trade agreement that's expected to be signed later in November. Watch our Twitter feed at IOB_NewsHour for regular Wall Street updates. With continued rising home prices comes some worries among millennials. Now, it's not affordability, nor is it upkeep and maintenance. It seems, according to a new study, that many millennials are worried they'll not be able to afford college for their kids. All of that is according to research from home equity site HomeTap. In its 2019 home ownership survey, HomeTap surveyed 675 homeowners, including 241 millennials, in order to take a closer look at how high housing costs have impacted U.S. homeowners. Of those surveyed, 73% reported feeling house rich but cash poor at least some of the time. And get this, nearly half of millennials worry about whether they'll be able to save enough money to pay for their children's college education. It's unsurprising that millennial homeowners are beginning to stress over saving for the kids' college fees. For many millennials, paying their kids' tuition is a major priority. In fact, 59% of well-off millennials say that they would delay saving for retirement in order to cover their children's higher education. Wow. Who knew, right? Well, maybe this will help. Today, Apple announced it will donate $2.5 billion to fight California's housing crisis. According to a news release out this morning, those funds include a $1 billion housing investment fund, a $1 billion first-time homebuyer mortgage assistance fund, and a plan to free up to $300 million worth of land owned by Apple in San Jose to be used for the development of affordable housing. Apple CEO Tim Cook said the company felt a profound civic responsibility to address a housing crisis that has led to the median home price in San Francisco to skyrocket to more than $1.4 million. Cook said, quote, affordable housing means stability and dignity, opportunity and pride. When these things fall out of reach for too many, we know that the course we are on is unsustainable, and Apple is committed to being part of the solution, end quote. The initiatives will take about 2 years to be fully funded, and Apple says it will reinvest any capital that's returned over the next 5 years. You know, we have plenty of ways to create electric energy, but the problem that's plagued scientists for decades is trying to find a way to store it beyond batteries. Well, now there seems to be a breakthrough when it comes to solar power, and if it works, it's a game changer. Researchers in Sweden say they have a solution that would allow the power of the sun's rays to be used across a range of consumer applications like heating homes and vehicles. Scientists at Chalmers University of Technology in Gothenburg have figured out how to harness the energy and keep it in reserve so it can be released on demand in the form of heat anyway, even decades after it was captured. The innovations include an energy-tapping molecule, a storage system that promises to outperform traditional batteries, at least when it comes to heating, and an energy-storing laminate coating that can be applied to windows and even textiles. The researchers spent almost a decade and $2.5 million to create a specialized storage unit, which has the ability to outlast the 5 to 10 year lifespan of typical lithium-ion batteries that are sold on the market today. The big unknown is whether the system can produce electricity, but that is yet another project being worked on. Well, in case you missed it, McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook is out as chief executive officer, effective immediately following determination by the board of directors that he violated company policy and demonstrated poor judgment. It all involves a recent consensual relationship with an employee. And that has investors upset. Why? Well, McDonald's stock has outperformed its quick service peers and the broader stock market during his tenure as chief executive. McDonald's stock is now the worst Dow performer over the past 3 months, falling by 12.3% over that time, while the Dow gained 3.7%. However, shares of McDonald's had a run-up of 96% since Easterbrook took over as CEO back on March 1st of 2015. That was until he was, of course, fired yesterday. Easterbrook had been widely credited with turning around McDonald's after it posted one of its worst financial events in its time period. Easterbrook emphasized technological innovation, striking food delivery deals with third-party apps like Uber Eats and DoorDash, and acquiring smaller companies that specialize in machine learning and artificial intelligence. By the way, last year, Mr. Easterbrook was paid more than $15 million. So if you think Americans have a love for work, 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 work all the time, you haven't experienced the Japanese work ethic. The country is known for some of the longest working hours in the world. Almost a quarter of Japanese companies require employees to work more than 80 hours of overtime a month. There is even a term for this. It's called karoshi, which translates to death by overwork. Well, to address the culture of overwork, Microsoft Japan tried an experiment. Last August, they gave 2,300 employees 3-day weekends for 5 straight weeks. They called it the Work-Life Choice Challenge. The hope was that employees would be more efficient during their shortened work week and then return to work Monday feeling more refreshed. Now, the experiment collected gobs of data to measure the effectiveness of the adjusted schedule, and the results just came in. Employees were vastly more productive, they were more efficient with their meetings, they loved working fewer hours during the week and having longer weekends. And some of the stats, I think, are kind of interesting. Productivity, measured by sales per employee, increased by nearly 40% in August of 2019 compared to August of 2018. And with the office being closed one day a week, employees printed 58% fewer pages and used 23% less electricity. Microsoft conducted a survey at the end of the experiment. A huge majority of employees, like 92%, said they liked the 4-day work week. Microsoft Japan is already planning on bringing back the 3-day weekends for next August. It's yet to be seen if they will offer this perk year-round. Well, here's yet another reason for a shortage of housing in the United States. It seems that homeowners are staying put longer than ever before, on an average of at least 13 years, as baby boomers increasingly choose not to downsize. The data is from Redfin. Part of the issue seems to be the reluctance to move and taking care of grandchildren. As childcare expenses rise, more and more families are turning to grandparents for short-term childcare, and it's kind of hard to make all that happen with a condo downtown and not much yard for the kids to play in. I get it. We're sort of in that same world. Meanwhile, the inventory of homes for sale is near its lowest in 37 years, according to housing data firm CoreLogic. All right, stay with us because Laura Kennard is coming up next. She's got business events in the greater Des Moines metro. She uses, by the way, hashtag DMBizEvents if you want to get yours listed and for us to talk about. Laura Kennard next on the Business News Hour.